start with a couple. And Julius, I want to start with you. Now that, you know, the team will all fly to Dallas on Wednesday, the starters have gotten their reps for the preseason. Those live reps are over. Is this offense ready to go for week one, or is these next few practices for the next 12 days or so just as valuable as, say, the last couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, it's kind of unique because throughout training camp, you know, you're preparing against your defense. And, you know, we're doing some things. We're installing some different packages and plays. And now we're transitioning to preparing for opponents. So these practices are very valuable. We have a lot of stuff to put in, break down, a lot of film, a lot more than we do in the preseason. In the preseason, we're installing, we're playing. Now we're preparing for our opponents. So it's a great week for us to come together, start figuring out what we're going to do, and get ready for Indy coming up in a couple weeks.
Let's go over to Rod. Rod, what are some things that you knew you wanted to nail down during training camp in the preseason that told you come week one you were ready to play at the level you expected from yourself?
I asked him just how's he feel.
Yeah.
You know, in the preseason, it's still about timing. You got to get your timing down. Defense is really more about flying around, hitting anything that moves, but offense, you know, we got a lot of guys that fly around and hit anything that moves, right? They hitting their own guys, they hitting the refs, they hitting everybody. But on offense is timing. And you notice this offense, the best offense in football last year. And it's going to be hard, honestly, it's going to be hard to repeat that. So don't get overexcited if they don't. It's still about being efficient. And that's what these guys are working on now, that timing, a couple of new pieces, like you say, some couple of wrinkles probably. And so it's work, guys. Every single day is a work to get better, and I expect them to be at the top again in offensive production.
So to be clear, you're both smarter than anyone who's tried to defend you. That's what
absolutely.
You're saying.
Okay. Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm going to go right on that. No question. No question.
Julius, back to you with the news that came out post-game, and then today Coach Fox addressed it some more down at Dove Valley. Team will be without Wes Welker for a little bit of time. Not going to get into how Wes is doing. Coach said he is doing better. He's in good spirits. But guys like Cody Latimer, who's played well, may have to grow up quick, play a little bit more in the slot. Emmanuel Sanders, who had his debut in an incredible way. I'm sure everyone saw what he was able to do on Saturday night. You now, one of these veterans who caught enough balls from Peyton last year, you and Demarius, who are going to kind of, and Jacob, let's not forget Jacob Tammy, who did a great job last year filling in when Wes wasn't able to go. Mm-hmm. But I think collectively, you guys will all kind of pitch in. Is that how it works when something like this happens?
Yeah, you know, when you lose a guy that is mean so much to our offense, you know, for any amount of time, you know, everybody has to pick up the slack. So, you know, we'll probably have to do some different things. A lot of guys are going to have to step up. You know, a guy like Cody, you know, as a rookie and probably in one of the toughest offenses maybe ever. I mean, we do so many things and it's so hard to adjust. And, you know, we're going to ask everybody to step up. You know, leaders and veterans that have been there for a while, we're going to do a little bit more if that's, you know, helping. I mean, I know everybody thinks we know exactly what to do when we're running towards that line. But
you're smart, right?
Sometimes, you know, it's like, what do I have on this? So, you know, we'll look we'll be there for the guys that are playing in the slot. I mean, Jacob, he knows this offense probably better than any of us. He's always done a great job, and we'll probably lean on him a little bit more. But, you know, we're just hoping Wes, you know, continues to get healthy, and we'll be anticipating him having him back whenever that is.
Rod, win or lose the year before, what are the challenges that some may not know come with trying to get back to the Super Bowl?
Oh, it's tough. I mean, you got to remember there's 32 teams in the league, and 31 of them are going to be sad at the end of the year. I don't care how well you played. I don't care how many records you broke. You're going to be sad if you're not hosting the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the year. And we were very fortunate. The first time is special because you're the one doing the hunting. Well, the second time, everybody's hunting you. And so even though the Broncos, we didn't win the game, everybody's still hunting us now because we're the standard on offense in football right now. And so we expect to still put up amazing numbers and get ourselves back. And I really applaud what they've done on defense. We've got some, I believe we'll get to the quarterback a lot more, and that's going to give us a chance to get the ball back more. So even if we're making mistakes, we're still going to score points. Making mistakes. And sometimes it seems like we're playing with five footballs anyway. And so the big key is going to be really coming together because you got Emmanuel Sanders, you got Latimer, you got different people who got to adjust very quickly. And we'll definitely be better when Wes comes back.